Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Mrs. O'Callaghan, advances in medicine and care in hospitals have come a long way since your day. Don't be surprised if your son wakes up any time.
But then again, nurse, he may not.
Let's not think like that. The success rate in cases like these are very high. Give time time.
But how much time?
I'm afraid I don't know. Everything that can be done is being done.
Nurse, I know that. Oh, it's just that I'm worried and anxious, that's all.
Excuse me, I'm looking for...
You have some cheek showing your face here.
He is my husband, I was worried.
Since when did you ever worry about Morris?
How is he?
As if you care.
How is my husband, nurse?
He's stable. We're very happy with his progress.
Get yourself out of here, you. I don't want you to come within a mile of my Morris.
I would prefer if both of you leave the ward and continue your argument outside the door. If you don't, you're leaving me with no alternative but to call security.
Nurse, don't leave Morris until I come back. Sure you won't. I don't want him to wake up and find no one here.
I'll be here.
I did not come here to fight with you.
Well, why did you come here so? To claim the insurance?
As a matter of fact, we did insure each other when we married, and I've continued to pay the premium to this day.
Ah, oh, all the blue bottles are gathering now. They can smell death from miles away. You stay away from my boy. You were no good, and all belonging to you was no good.
Look who's talking. The pot calling the kettle black. Your husband hated you so much he lived in the pub and could be seen day and night falling around the streets.
How dare you talk about my husband like that? I remember you when you came in from Knook the Schneeveen and you hadn't even a shoe on your foot. Where did all the airs and graces come from?
Wake up and face the truth. Mossy's father was a drunk.
Don't you call my husband a drunk.
Stop it. Stop it, will ye? You're in a hospital. Have a small bit of respect for where ye are.
I did not come here to fight.
Well, I'll let no one call my husband a drunk. I don't want that one anywhere near my Morris.
I've come back for my Mossy, whether you like it or not.
Well, he doesn't want you.
You're nothing but a bitter old bag. Always afraid that I'd take Mossy away from you. I could have taken him any time, but I didn't. I didn't want you to be alone. I left not because of you. I could have put up with you, even though I was being told every second day that this was not my house.
Well, I put a roof over your heads where you couldn't afford it anywhere else.
Every day I was reminded of it. I stayed because I loved Mossy. Do you want to know why I left?
I couldn't care less.
I want to know.
I left because I didn't want my child turning out like Mossy or his father. I'm going. You haven't heard the last from me.
Don't you go away yet. I am not finished with you.
Well, I'm finished with you.
You're a saucy bitch.
Well, the truth hurts, doesn't it?
Will the two of ye sit down there and keep quiet and stop making fools of yourselves? If I was big enough, I'd bang your heads together.
I don't want that one near my Mossy.
Mossy is still my husband.
Mossy might still be your husband, but he's my son and he's my own flesh and blood. I never wanted him to marry you anyway. I don't know why he didn't divorce you years ago.
Maybe he still loves me.
More fool him.
You're always accusing me of trying to take Mossy from you. No one can take anyone from anyone unless they want to go.
Look, the two of you fighting now is not going to help Mossy. Will you calm down? Let's all go and get a cuppa.
I don't want one.
Maybe a bowl of soup.
I'm not hungry.
What about you?
You can call me Monica, please. I'm all right. I had something in you all before I left.
Well, I can't do any more. At least can't the two of you just shake hands? Leave the past in the past. That's what I always says anyway.
Put down your hand, you. If you were the last person on the planet, I wouldn't shake your hand.
If the both of ye now want to carry on like children, fine. One is as bad as the other. There's a man in there in intensive care. The doctors don't know if he's going to live or whether he's going to die. Mrs. O, he's your son. Monica, he's your husband. Now, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but I don't care. I might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb at this stage now. Someone has to make one of the two of you see sense. Would I be right in saying both of you love him now? You don't want to answer me? I tell you one thing. I'd give anything to have a son like Massey. I'd give anything to have a husband like Massey. I couldn't have children, and my husband died young. If I were you, I'd be on each side of his bed praying for him. Not out here squabbling like spoiled children. I wonder if Massey could hear you, what he'd say. I can just imagine what he'd say. He'd tell you to get your act together. So what, you hate each other? Big deal. Life goes by so fast. As the young people says nowadays, build a bridge and get over it.
I'm leaving. You can have Mossy to yourself for a while.
Let her go. Mrs. O, I'm surprised at you and Mossy lying in his deathbed. I know one thing. If there was a reward for suffering, you'd win before anyone else.
Chrissy?
Yeah?
You talk too much.
Tell me something I don't know. And how is poor Mossy anyway?
Sure, come in and see for yourself, Chrissy.
He looks very peaceful.
That poor fella, he'd sleep through an earthquake.
I wish I could sleep like that.
Oh, Mother of God. Oh, Chrissy. Mossy has opened his eyes. Oh, thanks be to God.
Is it any wonder? With you two shouting out there, you'd wake everyone up, don't they, Debbie?
What do you want this time?
The same as last time. I'm looking for O'Callaghan.
I told you before, there's no one by the name of O'Callaghan coming in here. Now or never.
Well, a little birdie told me that he drinks here. He doesn't drink anywhere else in this town.
You heard what the man said. There's no one by the name of O'Callaghan drinking here. Now you can join your little birdie and fly away out of here.
Stay out of it, old man. Remember what happened to you last time.
John B., sit down. Don't let him draw you out.
How dare you burst in here, into my sanctuary, while I'm ruminating over my crossword?
Yeah, well, you can stick your beak back into your paper and mind your own business.
Ah, my dear fellow, anything that disrupts the peace within these hallowed walls is my business.
John B., don't excite yourself over him.
Do what he says if you know what's good for you.
You are a carbuncle on the posterior of humanity that needs to be burst.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm worse. I'm casting pearls before swine.
Shut up and keep your hand away from the phone. I have a proposition to make to you about your pub.
About my pub? You have it wrong there. This isn't my pub. Sure, I only work here.
So who owns the gaff?
His way.
You. Will you see him?
I think he'll be back Friday week.
Yeah, you think?
Oh yeah, back Friday week.
Get this message to him. Maybe he might consider taking out insurance on this place.
I'm sure it's already insured.
Against an accidental fire? This place is old. It could go up very fast if it ever caught fire. Tell your boss if he insures it with me, I can guarantee him that it will never go up in smoke.
Get out of here!
Tell your boss, because this is an introductory offer. I'm giving him a choice. A gallon of petrol and a match, or a very private insurance. I'll be back Friday week. What time will he be here?
His shift starts around 8 p.m.
So I'll be here at 8. And you tell him to have the first payment of €200 read up for me.
Sure, he doesn't have that kind of money.
Not my bleeding problem.
Look around you. Every pub is empty. No one's doing business.
Still not my bleeding problem.
Get out there from behind the bar and leave the bottle of whiskey back.
Mick, let him go. It's not worth it.
Let's call it a parting gift between friends. Tell your boss that if the guards get involved, he wouldn't like to know what I'll do to his family.
Don't you threaten?
Yeah?
Nothing.
If you happen to run into O'Callaghan, you tell him Knuckles Nolan is looking for him.
I'm sure he'll be quaking in his boots. Mick, what are you going to do? Call the guards?
No, I don't want them involved. Don't tell anyone a bit about this.
Well, if you don't want me to.
Now that Mossy's out of hospital, I can tip him off.
Yeah, he's no right coming in here like that. Mick, he can't get away with this.
Leave it to me. I'll think of something.
Well, Moss, how are you feeling at all?
Oh, there's a fierce taste in me mouth. I must have swallowed half to see. I'm that hungry, my stomach's up against my spine. God, Mac, I'd mother a pint.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of time for pints, Moss, when you're strong enough, huh?
Mac, will you see, can you find me pants there in the locker?
There's nothing in there. All your clothes were taken off you when you came in. You'll get them when you're discharged, Moss. Yeah, you won't be going anywhere for a while now.
Great, I'm long enough here. How long am I here?
You came in a couple of hours after us.
I can't stay here another minute, Mac. Will you call that nurse?
The doctors won't let you go home, I say. You're very lucky to be alive. We're all very lucky to be alive.
Who's Pat?
He's good. Sheila said it's his first and last time on a boat and he'll never set foot on one again. I don't think you realise, Massey, what we've come through. We're blessed to be alive.
I'm blessed. I drank enough whiskey over the years and that's what kept me alive out there.
Will you leave that drip alone, will you?
I'm feeling fine, Mackie. When I came to, I had more doctors and nurses around me than I'd ever seen in my lifetime. I'm after a full service. The only thing is, one doctor did say that I'd have to change my lifestyle and my eating habits.
So, Marcy, haven't I been telling you that for years?
He said I may cut down on the booze too and to stay away from fatty foods.
Do you think you'll stick to it?
Think about it.
Yeah. You'd want to do more than just think about it now, Marcy.
Is a pint of fruit or a vegetable? Mac?
Yeah?
I'm thinking of going back to Mass. What do you think?
You know, Mass, no. I think the Pope should be warned.
No, Mac, I'm serious. When I was out there in that water all alone, I was fighting for my life. I was never so frightened.
Yeah, Massey, I think you were having withdrawals.
You think so? Could be withdrawals, all right. I've never gone that long without a drink.
It's a record.
It's a world record.
Maybe we should contact the Guinness Book of Records, huh? You think?
That's a good idea, Max. Seriously. But I'll tell you, withdrawals or not, after a while I couldn't fight anymore. I was that cold and tired. I wanted to die, Mac. Every breath I took, I thought was my last. I just lay back at one stage and waited, and I asked God to take me. Then, whatever was left in me, didn't I make him a promise that if I got out of this, that I'd change? And, well, like, I am out of it, but I don't know how to change, Mac.
Yeah, Massey, look, wait till you're better before you even try. Your mother never left your bedside since you came in. She was sick with worry. Massey, for God's sake, will you get back into bed? You can't leave the hospital with just a gown on your...
Watch me.
Massey, will you listen to me? You won't get as far as the door. What about all this talk about change, huh? Get back into bed, will you? Is there anything you want? You seem to have everything.
Well, before you go, would you get me one pint bottle?
Massey, look, I know you since we were children, huh? You know I'd do anything for you. But I'm not bringing you in a pint bottle.
It was worth a try.
Father Burns said he'd call in.
That's decent of him.
He said a mass for you. And all of you all were praying for us.
That was good of him. Just what we should drown more often.
Massey, you had a visitor?
I've had a good few visitors.
It's obvious, Massey, you haven't been told.
Told what? Come on, Mac. Cough it up.
Your wife was here to see you, Mass.
I have no wife.
Yes, she was here, Massey. She was here.
She's in England.
She was here, Massey. Your mother and Chrissy spoke to her. Chrissy said she created a scene.
Oh, for God's sake, Mac, will you pinch me? Am I dead?
No, Massey, you're not dead. It's hard to get rid of a bad thing, huh?
What was she doing here? Christ, man, I should have stayed asleep.
You'll have to ask your mother that, Massey. I didn't see her.
I'm going home with you.
Yeah, the doctors will never discharge you.
Well, if they won't, I'll discharge myself.
Massey, get back into bed.
I have to go to the toilet.
Look, stay there. A nurse will bring a bedpan for you.
A bedpan? I cannot go on those things lying on the flat of me back. I can only go standing up.
Yeah, Massey, you know you shouldn't be out of bed.
No, I...
Massey, can you hear me? Nurse, quickly!
Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvey. Theme music, Caroline Fraher. A Community Radio Yule production. For a full list of cast and characters, check out www.coy104fm.com.